Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I am super excited to talk to one of my friends, Addie Beal, also known as Namaslayer. She is host of the Heart Sing podcast and a spiritual weight loss guide. I love that, spiritual weight loss guide. Also creator of the Me First Guide and the Me First Sisterhood and a meditation guide. You do it all, my dear.
That I do, my darling, just like you, right? Like yes. Creator of all things. And thanks for doing this with me, Renee. I want everyone to know that in addition to us collaborating together and podcasting together and things we do, I do see you professionally and just what a treat you are to the world. And us, like when I come, I look, we all need coaches and we all need guides. I think this is a disbelief so many of us, especially Gen Xers, have, because we do everything, take care of everything, we do it all ourselves, and we always need people to talk to and lean on. And you are always just such a bundle of joy and radiance, and I can tell you prepare your energy like it's just great to be in the room with you. So I just wanted to put a shout out there, if you have listeners that have not had a Renee session yet, my God, get on it, you guys. Like I'm like, oh, I can tell my energy's off. I need some Renee. I'm like, wait, what's open? I got to talk to my guides. So thank you for that. And thanks for doing this with me. I really appreciate you and all you do too.
Oh, so. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And that's actually how our subject today came about, is we were talking about this in a session about time and how to create more time and how to bend time. And we got into such a deep, wonderful conversation that we were like, wait, we got to put this on a podcast. This stuff is too good.
We could almost take every one of our sessions and just podcast it. I have done that on my podcast a few times, just like thrown it up there. I'm like, listen to it all. Everybody knows everything at this point anyway. It's like, it's, I'm out there true. Naked, you know? Yeah, totally true.
So I want to start with a little bit of science, because Einstein, you and I talk about Einstein time, and also quantum physicists talk about the ability to bend space time and the belief that if you can bend space, like we know we can, that you can bend time also. So it can be bent so that we can literally create more time, which is so incredible to me. I love this idea, because we often think of it as limited, as some people do with money too. Like there's a limited amount of money. There's a limited amount of abundance. Often we think of the same thing with time, that there's a limited amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I worked on with Gay Hendricks in that Big Leap book that everybody's read, right? Like in a couple times, and I went back to it, and you know, I had done a previous podcast about it that I re-listened to while we were talking about it. And I was talking in there about when I first started practicing it and like seeing my limitations on time, like all the things I say, Renee, like, and still, right? I don't have time for that. I don't have time to check all those emails. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Instead of taking ownership of that, I create time, that, you know, like that concept to me. And then when I started to like try to step into a different, not limiting myself, and you're the queen of abundance, right? So the same thing that would go with money would go with time. It's infinite. I have all of it. And that's such a, like, for those of us that have been on a clock, like you and I were talking, right? Like the corporate clock.
Yes.
Yes, that clock, like, oh, I got to run and do this. I got to run and do that, to be like, first of all, I don't have to do anything. I'm choosing to do it all. But how do I move there to where I want to go and not push this time and not it be all time driven? I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Take it.
Yeah. Well, that, and you know, this has been my work. This is where I have been focusing the majority of my spiritual work the last few years after selling my company. And I do remember the first week, you know, after I sold it, I stood in the middle of my living room and like, you know, what the fuck do I do now? You know?
Yes, I do know. I found myself in an RV out at Lake Pleasant and it was COVID. And I was like, all the parks were closed. I was like, great. What the fuck do I do now? I guess I'll go be a meditation teacher. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially in real estate, you know, with home loans and stuff, there are legit deadlines. There are lock expiration dates, there's closing dates. And so for 30 years while doing home loans, my life revolved around time. And so that has been my work now, is to get out of that mindset, you know, that there, once again, there is enough time. And as a society, we've set it up that we all agree on linear time. We kind of have to function that way, but we don't have to function that way in our personal lives.
Right. And so finding that balance, I know you're going to bring in some practical stuff with that, but that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Like, so us staying in this, because we're here to be in these bodies and glorify this divine existence and light it up. And I want to take action. So how do we stay in this action and meet the debt? You know, we have appointments, you have appointments, and it's like, how do we stay in this flow? And how do you stay in the flow? I've come up with some tools, like some little things I do when I recognize I'm in a limited space, or I'm thinking more limited, but I still with the calendar thing. And I notice when I have appointments, I get this sense of dread with me. And it's not the appointment I dread, because I love every single one of them and what I'm doing. It's not the appointment. It's the idea that I have to be somewhere.
Like, yeah. And it goes back to us limiting ourselves because we are still thinking in linear time. And that happens when we assign times to things. Like, okay, this is going to take me an hour, and this is going to take me an hour, and this is going to take me 5 hours. And we add it all up and it's like, holy shit, that's 36 hours of stuff. And I only have 8 hours to do it.
Yeah. Sorry. Every once in a while, I know I get blank, but your dog goes by and I forget his name.
Jasper
goes by and I'm like, oh, a squirrel, right? And I'm like, wait, what'd you say, Renee?
And then that puts us in scarcity mode. Yes. We immediately as humans go into, there's not enough time. And, you know, when you're in that scarcity mode, I can even feel it in my body as I'm talking about it.
Yes, I did too. My heart went like it clenched. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not say that again.
Yeah, no, don't say that.
I didn't like that.
So the other things, though, that you were talking about that we don't want to say that do the same, because when we're clenching and we're tense, we are cutting off the flow of abundance of everything.
Oh, yes.
Everything. So like you were talking about the things that we say to ourselves, you know, I don't have enough time. There isn't enough time. I better hurry. I can't get this all done. You know, those are the things that we get in our, so that's where I start. Back to your question. Yeah. That's where I start with shifting those thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, me too. And then it escalated from that. Like, I think that is like ground zero, right? Like I see the limiting thought and I just go on, I think Hendrix called it a time diet. And it's like massive restriction, you guys. This isn't a diet where you're not restricting yourself, right? Like you're going to restrict the restriction of time. So like that, and then getting to the space where I can bring myself to flow. Like where I can reconnect with my heart chakra and my third eye, like on a breath, like, and that's how the Einstein time worked for me back when I was experimenting. And like I did today, sort of, I don't think I got in the flow enough, but like, it's kind of like this. And like, I'm in space or something, like I feel this big exhale. And then it's like, I'm floating in like, it's all okay. It's all right. And I already see myself at that destination. And that kind of goes in with that idea of everything's a frequency, right? Everything's energy. This probably goes in with the quantum physics you wanted to talk about, right? So, okay. So good. Chime in here when you want, but so like everything's a frequency, just like the think, feel, act cycle, to take it from a more simple standpoint where we talk about rewiring those thoughts, thoughts of our frequencies, our emotions are that frequency that brings the event to us. So that's how space and time happen. Cause I'm here, I'm Adventure RV Addie, and I'm going to Desert Mountain House Addie. Right. So I can do it one of two ways. I can go through, and people that can't see me, I have my hands like shoulder width apart, right? So I can go through time. So I can go from adventure RV in my little RV, like painfully driving it up and down mountains and through ravines and rivers and all. It's horrible, right? And it takes so much time and space to get to adventure mountain RV. Or the RV will still be there. I'm going to make it like an Airbnb for people or something. I don't know. So, or I can get in this frequency of the mountain over here, and that brings the mountain to me, bending that time, right? So if we can just dial into this frequency, and that's what you're talking about, where it cuts off everything, because this frequency of abundance, joy, love that connects here for me, right? Like that for you too.
Yeah,
and okay. I'm pointing to my heart and my head, you guys, like the heart and the third eye chakra. So bringing that event to me versus me going to the event. So when I was doing it in my car to get to a meeting, when I was doing that exhale, Renee, that and seeing everything's okay, everything's just all right. I was already seeing myself there at the event, meeting my client, totally on time, cool as a cucumber. I was like, I got this, put a podcast in, I'm enjoying the ride. And sure enough, I'd be there on time, and there should be no literal way in holy hell I should be there on time. Yes. And I would be.
Yes. It seems physically impossible in like our 3D world that this works.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about then is, and this takes practice. Let's be real. Yeah. This is not like, oh, okay, this afternoon I'm going to do this. This is practice. And it starts with reframing those thoughts to when you notice them, when you find yourself in that hurry, because we know when you're in a hurry, it means scarcity and lack. And then you're closing off the ability to do that. But we start with the thoughts. Plenty of time. I'm always in the right place at the right time. I have all the time in the world. Even saying these, I can feel like my body.
Piece of cake. I got it. And this, you guys, is why I come to Renee, because you just see how I complicated the shit out of everything. and Renee just brought it back home. I was like, Slayer, nice and easy, babe. Like, just, it's all good. It's all easy. But, you know, And I think that's just like, you know, this is kind of exciting for me, understanding this flow part now, because I've sought it for the past few years. Like, how did that happen? How does that work? And like finally knowing how it works and figuring it out, right? Like, and you know me, Renee, I got to tell the whole world about something when I get super excited. That's the whole reason we're sitting here. So yeah. But so the thoughts and the reframing the thoughts, what are some things you tell your, you know, those of us that come to see you, like, how do people start reframing thoughts? I find people find this to be difficult, like finding a thought that they believe, because they don't believe, because you kind of have to believe the thought too, right?
Yeah, you do. But you, let's be real. We don't believe the thought at first, but it goes back to experiencing life. How do you want to experience life? Do you want to experience it where you're in a rush and this leads to anxiety that I'm not going to be there on time, anxiety that I can't get everything done? Or do you want to experience life living in the flow? So this is the ultimate decision that you're making before you even start with thinking these things are, you know, are true or not true. And then when you find yourself in that spot of hurrying or I'm going to be late, I had this experience with you like a few days ago. That's what kicked this all off.
The car wash.
Yes, we had a meeting at a certain time, 10 o'clock, I believe it was. And I thought, all right, plenty of time, because my mindset, plenty of time to run my car through the car wash. Something happened to the car wash. They had to shut it down. I was stuck in the car wash line. And immediately I went to, oh, I'm going to be late. So I texted you, you know, said, I'm going to be late. A few minutes late, I'm stuck in the car wash. And I let it fucking go. Okay, well, whatever. And so I had to make a couple more stops and, you know, it was a drive home. And I made it there exactly at the right time because I gave it up. And I don't want to live in anxiety. I want to live in the flow of life. And that's what we're really talking about here is, you know, one day of anxiety, okay, maybe of our life, no big deal. But then that becomes your life. So how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live it in this up tense, you know, anxiety tense place? Or do you want to live it in the flow and enjoy and be the, you know, reap all the benefits of time and money and love and joy?
Yeah, because it is all the same thing. Right? Yeah. Like it's the same when I come to you and corporate Addie is flaring and I know she's flaring and I'm just like, I just got to talk this out. I know I do because I need to get back in my joy and flow with what I'm creating because I do, it is joy for me, but in somewhere in my head, I've put this time restriction on it. This, you know, like for the event we're creating, I was telling you that earlier, I'm working like to do this whole sales page, you guys, this whole thing. So you guys will understand what it is. Right. And I had this idea that it had to be done actually like a week ago. Okay. So is anybody feeling the time pressure? And it's new software I'm learning and I kind of want to learn it and I want to do it right now so that I know how to do it. And it's easy for me next time because it's new. And I know with something new, you know, and so Renee, you've helped me so much. Like when I come back to you, just like reminding me, just stay in the joy, stay in the flow, everything. And I say this to my clients too, but you know, sometimes you need it heard back to you and always we need that heard back to us. So if you guys are hanging around people that are totally restricted in that way, find some new friends, right? Like, because you want to be hanging around people that are like, hey, yo, be in the flow, man. Like, right? Like, it's all easy. And then you get pissed. You're like, but how the hell is it easy? What do you mean? I gotta have this thing done. And then what is it? Do you really? What if that thing were to get done in a completely surprising, surprising way, which of course is how the universe delivers to us. Like, could that funnel be produced without me actually even sitting here doing the funnel somehow? Possibly, right? Like, you never know.
Well, and just as we I'm going to think it can be done a different way, because just as we think that money comes to us one way, like we go to work and we get a paycheck and that is the only way money comes to me, which we know that is not true.
Yes.
You can inherit it. You can win it. You could steal it. You know, there's so many, you can marry it. There's so many different ways that money and abundance get to you. Same thing with time.
Yes.
You know, appointments unexpectedly get canceled. There's no stoplights or the traffic is light, you know, weather events, snow days, COVID days, you know, unexpected help from somebody.
You know, COVID was a great example of that, right? How much time did you guys all get back in your lives that we were like, okay, we always said, if I didn't have to go to the office, if I didn't have to commute, if I didn't have to work, and then it happened and everyone's like, oh, this is the worst thing that ever happened. But meanwhile, we all wished for it back when we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Right. And it's like, now it's that re-entry to that time space where we're putting ourselves back in the world. And a lot of us aren't. Right. A lot of us are like, I'm going to bend time forever, baby. Like keep me out of that rat race, you know?
Yeah.
So gosh, how was that? So Renee, I wanted to ask you about your transition when you had said that, and I got away from it, but your transition from corporate America to Montana, Renee, that's been a few years in between there, of course, but, how easy is it for you now with time? Like how many years does it take? I need a timeline, Renee.
Oh my God. That is classic. That's classic for this.
Daddy goes away.
Okay. So I invited the guides in before we started this. I always do. And they're like, it takes as long as you want it to take. So that's their answer. So my answer as a human is it takes a little bit longer than I wanted it to take because the work was getting my mindset there. That was the work. And it's not just affirmations. It's all, you cannot just in that moment immediately go to, like you're talking about, the new frequency. This is an all day living your life a different way. Meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Time in nature, yoga, breathing, all of these things contribute to keeping us in that flow.
Yes.
And that is the goal, keeping yourself in that energy, because once you're out of that energy, it's so much harder to get back in. So just yes. fucking keep yourself there. Do all the things you need to do. And it's different for everybody, but definitely meditation is, yeah. you know, at the top of the list. And this does not have to look like sitting and alming for an hour. There are multiple different, even though that is wonderful.
Right. There,
and also while we're on this topic, don't you just love when you're in a great meditation and you think, oh, I've only been meditating for like 10 minutes. And you come out of it and it's like 3 hours later. Talk about time bending.
Yes. And I've been experiencing that more and more. You know, I just recently, when I started meditating, I was the twice a day, 20 minutes. That's it. I was like, I can create time for this twice a day corporate, you know, corporate addy. Like, and I had to force myself to do that. Right. And the Einstein time really helped me with that. You guys, I was like, listen, I am time. I create time so I can make this 20 minutes. Like, that's kind of how I started like working myself into it. And yeah, meditation, even when I teach it, because I teach a mantra-based meditation, right? Through, we're taught through Chopra Center, Deepak Chopra. And so I teach this mantra-based meditation, but as people grow and as they grow in the group with meditation, I'm like, play with it, have fun with it. Let like, you know, and Roger Gabriel, my favorite meditation instructor, he's the one that says, you know what enlightenment means, you guys? It means to lighten up. Like, we're all like, dang it. Cause we're all in the chats harassing. Like, when's this due? How do we do this? And he's like, dudes, man, on your way to enlightenment, lighten up, you know? But, why was I telling you about Roger? Something about time. Poop, squirrel, gone, gone, Renee. Maybe it'll pop up again. Like well, as squirrels do.
Yeah. As the dog does walking by. but that goes back to impatience. And that is one of the things I hear with almost every client. When am I going to meet the guy? When am I going to get the job? When am I going to, you know, all that.
When am I going to warp time?
Yeah.
When am I going to get rid of corporate addy? Hey guys, tell me when I'm going to get rid of corporate addy. Right. And here's the thing. Corporate addy is not going to be gotten rid of. We're going to take the best of the best of corporate addy. And it's like Top Gun. Right? We're going to take like the best of corporate addy's attributes, and we're going to bring them forward. We're going to take all our learning lessons, and we're going to embrace all the other parts of her that maybe haven't served us so well and led us to a 300-pound ball of misery that I meditated my way out of, right? Like, and oh, that's something about meditation.
Squirrel. Yes.
Squirrel, exactly. squirrel.
Well, this brings us to the topic of divine timing, which is like my favorite thing because yes, we can keep
synchronicities, right? Is that what you mean by divine timing?
And that everything happens at the exact right time. So that also helps me to stay in that flow and not be impatient. You know, me, I'm attracting love into my life. And there definitely are times when is it going to show up? You know, wait. Divine timing. Yeah. It'll be the exact right moment. And we forget that we're trying to hurry through to the next thing and we're missing all the fucking joy. We're missing that feeling of before you meet somebody, before the something happens, you know, and that those are all good feelings and we're just zooming right through them so that we can get to the next thing.
Yeah. And it's those feelings that bring the next thing. Right? Like it's like staying in that vibration of Mountain Addy, right? Of Mountain House Addy. You guys, I have this vision. I was like a zero edge pool. There's this round room and I look out the window and I'm like, wow, man, I fucking did it. And my heart lights up. My head lights up. It's this feeling of awe, wonder, joy. And I know the more and more I can harness that emotion in my body, it's going to communicate it to the universe and it's going to bring that what I just told you, I will be on this podcast. We're not going to put a time on it, guides, because I don't do that. I don't put time on it. Right. So that's going to come to me. The more and more I stay in that vibration, it's just going to draw things and it's going to come in a way I don't expect it. It's going to draw people, experiences, funnels, you know, like web pages. It's going to draw resources and things that I have no idea. And it could happen like, boom, like now, and it could happen 10 years from now, but does it matter if I'm having fun right now?
And which goes back to that, you know, old saying, it's a journey, not the destination. Yeah. So I love that when we get there, it's like, I did it. I love that feeling. The feeling I also love is I am doing it. It is happening.
Yes, I am. And listen, I do this with my weight loss clients all the time, because here's the thing. Everyone wants to lose I've lost 130 pounds, you guys. So I'm like on the war for the last 20. Ooh, I'm down to 18. I hit like 180. I know I'm down to 18. So everybody wants to lose that 130 pounds now. Okay. I started my quest in 2017. I would tell you guys the first 65 or so came off pretty quickly. If we're looking at time, I learned so much and I started meditating. I got to tell you, it's the first thing I did this time that was different on my journey. And I learned about that time stuff pretty early too, Renee, and started to manage corporate Addy so much differently through that journey, you know? And so if you have weight to lose or any goal you want, and you find yourself saying, oh, I want it faster, I want it quicker, it's not coming fast enough, it's again, time restriction, right? It's time restriction with fat on our bodies, right? Like, because when I started just living in joy, I did these naked mountain pictures that I put that picture of you like in front of. I did those at like 240 pounds because I wanted to have a picture that showed how radiant and glorious I was right then and right now, still 80 pounds overweight, and not when I'm the 162 pound slayer up on the mountain. I was like, let it out, let her rip. And that's been my whole journey. And that's why we teach the love, adventure, joy, you know, inspiration. Like, these are the things that get you to any goal. And it's the same with time, right? Like, that is about time.
Yeah.
In essence.
Yeah. And the only way we can do this is by being present now. There is really, if we're looking at how time bends.
You just made me get present. Did you see that? Yeah. I was just like, hey, I'm present. Yes. Cause I didn't, I got fired up. I got Slayer Sermon mode. Okay, go. I'm present.
That's great. If we're really thinking of this in a quantum way, there is no future and there is no past. All we have is this moment. And this moment leads to how the next moment is going to be. And the next, you're creating from this moment. So if you are in anxiety and stress because there's not enough time now, guess what you're creating for the next moment? Yeah. Same thing. We want a lovely life where we're living in the flow. We want to be in the flow now. And that reminder that the universe has our back. We're always, always, always in the right place at the right time.
Yes. Yes. And you guys, we're all at different places on this journey, right? We're all in different areas of understanding. You know, a few years ago, this conversation, I would have been like, man, these chicks are nuts. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but I'm not coming back to that thing. Right. So kudos to, if you're here right now, you're ready to dive into this quantum, or maybe you're there like a little bit ahead, but you know, that reminder of just being present and being in the now. And I see this a lot with worry. You know, like, and counseling a lot of people on worry, like, hey, what can you do anything about that? Can you do anything about that thought right now? And why are you going to spend your energy on worry when you could be imagining something even more fantastic or being joyful right in the moment? Yeah. And loving the now, just as you are, just in your beautiful, wonderful body. I'm seeing a big shift in people with this right now. Are you? Like, it's just really coming from self-love for themselves. And it's just, I'm seeing it all over my sisterhood. It makes me like, just want to cry for them. Are you seeing it with your clients?
Definitely. I really do think the break that we had for COVID had a lot to do with the shift of recognizing we had the opportunity to get off the hamster wheel for a while, you know, and just be. My first week of not working, I stayed in my pajamas. I ate chocolates and I did puzzles, you know, for a whole week. And it was like magnificent. And I think a lot of us got to experience, and that was after 30 years of working. I think a lot of us got to have that same experience with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I was already in my little adventure RV. I had already left corporate America. So COVID kind of hit me a little differently because the universe, I had this big dream, right? And the universe had set me up to be in this little RV in the middle of nowhere during COVID. I was like, that couldn't have been planned any better, you know? But yeah, the concept of just being, that's probably going to be a little off our time. That's a whole nother podcast itself, Renee, you know, like, I know we could, here's the thing, you guys, Renee and I could talk forever and often do, you know,
yes, like, that's what can happen. True. It's so true. Well, I want to end this with the reminder that we are creating our own time. That is what's happening here. And there are many ways to do that. I think the biggest one is to keep yourself in the flow as much as possible with your meditations, your time in nature, exercise, yoga, reading books, talking to people that reinforce your beliefs, you know, all of those things. But you have kind of a cool event too about bringing the future vibration to you. So actually literally time bending based on vibration that's coming up. So you're having the Me First Guide weekend experience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it totally goes in with that because of the intention. I find, so, you know, I created this planner, which is the Me First Guide. So this Me First Guide weekend experience is really taking you through this journey that the planner supports on a spiritual, and I talk about weight loss a lot because that's how a lot of people find me, but it really works for any goal. And so at the event, I take you through the experience that the guide supports, and we use the guide or the planner, which can seem very time bound, but it actually is created to help you flow. And as you were talking, Renee, I got to talk about this because it just came up. It just popped in my mind when you were saying that. I was like, oh, because I do so much intention work in it. And I'm going to add that as a bonus for people too. I have an intention little mini workshop I did about how to create and set intentions. So I'm going to throw that in a bonus for people that come hang out with us because Renee is going to join me, which is always a special treat. And, you know, 12 people will get to meet their spirit guides, but we're also going to have another really special session with Renee where we're going to, you know, talk about, well, what comes up, right? We're going to bring your spirit guides in and get some input on creating the best summer of our lives. So the event is going to start. And the intention, let me finish telling you about the intention and the flow with time. So as you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, that's what I do differently is I'll put things on my calendar, but I turn it sideways and it's got this little intention line because of Abraham Hicks' intention segmentation, right? That like hit hard for me. I was like, if I can be intentional with every moment and how would I start doing that? I'm like, I would start writing it somewhere, like intentionally plotting through my day. And so in my magic pages, I'm kind of flowing out my day in there sometimes. And then I get to my plan and I put my time on the calendar and then I set an intention for each of those time segments. So I'm showing up with love, not for an hour, you know, which is right. What you had said about time. So, you know, when I do all of that and I get in that flow of what is going to be my energy for today, it, you know, what's that going to be? And today was be present, right? Like I'm just going to be in each moment as much as I can. And then time is irrelevant. And so at the event, you guys, I take you through this process because a lot of this for some people is going to sound like, oh my God, right? Like, how do I start doing that? Listen, I've done all the work. I've cultivated it for you. I had to make a planner because I couldn't find anything that like would help support me while I was teaching it to people. Cause I just wanted to share everything I was learning so I could help other people. So I take you through a vision meditation in the morning. And then we step into developing those visions into actual goals on paper and action items. And we get them out. So they're in writing. You're putting them out to the universe. You're making them happen. Just getting them out and saying, and we share them. And so you're putting them out there and then we bring, and then we go over mindset tools, like what could get in your way? And let's brainstorm some ways you can overcome. It's just magical. You go through this process and then Renee comes in and you convert with your spirit guides or watch other people convert with theirs and just get that overall sense of, oh yeah, I see how to be in this joy and this flow and I can make that happen. So you start to believe, right? And I tell Renee all the time, I'm like, I'm here to help people believe, because 300 ball of misery Addie that was going to get cut open and have her stomach stapled or whatever, like, didn't believe anymore. She didn't believe she could. It was over. Right. And so like this process helps you believe, but then gives you the tools to become and be. So the next day we work on habits. Like, how does she need to look? Right. And not work. We have joy. We have fun making habits. Right. Like, and so how do you become people that meditate and do yoga and do, because you can't imagine doing this when you're on the clock, you know? Right. And so then we go through that process and we just have so much fun and there's so much sisterhood and love. And I call us the badass witches and bitches. And, you know, I guide everyone through. So different from a lot of things I went to, we actually get the friggin' work done together, Renee, because how many people do you see that, you know, have good meaning intentions, but then don't go actually apply it in our lives? And so this gives you a simple tool to apply it in step by step. And we go through the process together and you will get lit up. So you're going to go from believing to becoming, and then you work your way to the being, which is this present moment being. And so I'm really going to bring this energy throughout this time, Renee, and I'm going to lean on you for some of that too. When you're there, like us, each session I go into working on that vibration of that future self we're seeing in that morning, and like, okay, how do I bring that frequency closer and closer to me? Because this is just something you practice. It's like anything else. You could make that your daily habit. And I've actually got a checkbox in the Me First guide about to remind you to do 1 minute of visioning each day. Like, you know, to learn how to get yourself in that space where you feel mountaintop Addie right now. Cause I can bring up that emotion right now. Yeah. Like, I'm there, baby. Right. Yeah. And that has been 4 years of practice, you guys. Right. Like,
right.
You know, like it can happen quickly too, though. I think people can get connected very quickly too, depending on their chakra alignment and all of that stuff, but different topics. So yeah. Anyhow, I know that was a really long answer about what I do, but you got me going on the time thing. So.
Well, and it goes back to that decision. That what do you want to experience in this life? Do you want to experience what you've been experiencing that is stressful and anxiety, and you're not happy and you're struggling and there's lack and there's scarcity? Or do you want to change and live a different way? And this is like the first step of figuring out, how do I actually do this? So yeah. I will put a link to that course in the show notes. Also, I'm going to put a link to your Heart Sing podcast about the Einstein time. Because that came up at the beginning. I think that would be a really great thing for people to listen to, because you always share such great information.
Yeah. I think you guys will really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one more thing, if you need a little bit more personal help, I'm having a fucking sale. I'm having a summer sale until June 27th. So just go to my website, abundology.com. Don't worry, I'll put a link to that in the show notes too. And I would love to see you and work on this, you know, on a personal level, if you'd like a little bit of extra support from me and your guides. So, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom and your joy and your vibration with us and all of it. You're just magnificent and I love you.
Get out of town. It's like I get a session like every time I talk to you. I'm feeling the radiance, baby. Get on that summer sale, you guys. Like, I know half my sisterhood stocks up already. So, yeah. And I hope to see if anyone's listening that I haven't met yet, which I'm sure are a lot, because you have a lot of podcast listeners now. We would love to see you at this experience. And it's going to be about creating a fun summer too, like fun adventure. We do a whole section on adventures. I forgot to mention that. So don't just think it's work.
So speaking of that, we are, after this podcast, we were recording another podcast about creating a magical summer and your summer adventure. So I will also put a link to that in the show notes. So yes, thank you everybody for listening, and go right now and listen to that summer, creating your summer magic podcast.
Thanks, Renee.